classic, Sobriety Be Damned. You're listening to Hold My Beer. I'm Danny Mullins. With me this week, I got
Chris Mullins.
And
Robert Folly.
And
Andy Ames.
That was fun.
Frying MCs like a pound of bacon.
What?
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 That's from Ice Ice Baby.
Oh, okay.
Second verse, I do believe.
I just know that he lights up chumps like a candle. And he rhymes that with Vandal. Whatever.
He did come up with a brand new invention, though.
That's true. Something grabs a hold of him tightly. We're remembering the lyrics in all the wrong order. Yeah. I think we just sung the song backwards, which probably is going to summon some sort of demon into the studio, and
no,
I'm not cool with
it. No, I'm just going to start up and start flipping your house.
Damn
That's
it.
What's going to happen.
That's fine.
It's not your house.
Yeah. You can flip it. That's fine. Now he'll end up selling it to me for more than it's worth, which is about $50, I think, give or take. I got to come clean, though, guys. I realized something this week. And I know you guys look at me as like the beacon of cool.
No, we don't.
No, not even a little bit.
You can lie on air. That's fine.
We're not on air.
I know the truth.
We're being recorded.
I know how podcasts work.
Beacon of truth.
Anyways, I saw a picture of Sasha Grey this week.
Is her asshole again?
I've never seen her butthole. I have never looked at Sasha Grey porn. I was lying. I was wrong. I was thinking of the wrong porn star the whole time.
Who's she thinking about?
I don't know. Not Sasha Grey. I've never seen her butthole, guys. Oh, I just saw it, Chris Chapman. Okay, good. Good. Oh, hey, guys, I've seen Sasha Grey's butthole.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Wronging rights, Christopher Mullen.
I mean,
right and wrongs.
No, I think you were right.
I literally Googled Sasha Grey's asshole.
It would be kind of funny if I said I'd never been to Toby Keith's bar, but that would be a lie because I have. See, my story's at least true, Danny.
Mine is now too.
From here on out, it is.
We just had a group experience of, stop showing me her, there's something in her butthole.
Yep. That one's full.
It's a penis. Yep. I'm glad that you can just Google Sasha Grey's asshole and get exactly what you're looking for.
That's what Google's for.
Here's probably what it looks like now.
Ah, that's gross.
It's like you guys watch the video
prolapsed.
I sent you?
Yeah.
You. I sent you the video. Did you watch the video I sent you?
I don't know. You sent me lots of videos.
Mm-hmm.
Of people eating cereal out of a girl's vagina?
No, you sent me
what
that video?
What the fuck? Why is nobody... You guys don't look at anything I send you anymore.
No, I watched that weird expressionist cartoon that you sent me of the guy eating his wife to death and then
weird,
getting a new woman.
It?
No, yeah, that's the last one you sent me. And yeah, I watched it, James. Because I text back, why does this exist?
That's what I wanted. I had to share it with somebody else.
It was horrible.
I don't think you sent me that video.
Well, give me just a second, and I have it saved, and you can watch it real quick, and we can talk about
it. I sent it to your boss or something.
Oh, I don't give a shit if I did.
Oh.
He can fuck off.
Okay.
If he's listening, he can fuck off.
You're not looking it up right now, are you?
I actually have it saved. No. I don't need to look it up.
Are we pausing it real quick?
Yeah, pause this shit real quick.
Oh, no.
Well, I've got a story while you're doing that.
All right, yeah, but you're going to want to watch this, too.
Okay, that's fine.
Everybody wants to watch
this. So, in Elgin, Illinois, a man...
That's Elgin.
Sure.
You sure I didn't send to you my new cereal bowl?
Oh my god.
No, I've not seen it.
Okay.
And I went
ready.
Through
so
my yeah, no.
There are times where some people buy prostitutes, right?
Yeah.
I think they're rented. I don't think you buy them because that's still it's illegal to own people.
No,
well, you're talking about slavery, Robert. What
we're
the
just
fuck,
renting
man?
Out a small space inside a woman.
Prostitution prostitution's cool. Sex trafficking, not cool.
Right.
Yeah, read a book, man.
I'm agreeing with
get
Chris
woke,
on
bitch.
This one.
2017.
Man,
anyway, who would be the person that you would least want to show up ordering a prostitute?
My grandmother?
That's
a simple
bad one.
I would
that's
have to go
one.
With my mom.
Your mom?
Jesus.
Well, this dude...
Jesus? No, he don't give a shit.
No, I'll suck your dick, man. What are you talking about? I got gold bricks.
Yeah.
This dude ordered a prostitute, and it turned out to be his wife.
Well, no, that's not that big of a deal, because you can just, like, play it. I was like, this is a sting operation. I knew you were a filthy fucking whore.
You whore? Yeah. you slut.
I could flip that script so quickly.
The man had been using the site for months to hire prostitutes and meet them for sex at motels in neighboring areas.
I know what happened. She found out about it, and she's like, yeah, I need some extra money. This ain't a bad idea. Hmm. So she started using it after she found him using it and just didn't tell him.
Maybe a heads up would have been nice.
Yeah.
We've been through Elgin.
Well, he told his wife he was going out drinking with some colleagues of his.
I'm going to go eat some cereal.
Saw a new profile of a 27-year-old woman who caught his attention. The photo only showed her from the neck down, but the man said he liked her body, so he sent her a message.
And he didn't recognize his body?
What the fuck?
See if she was free later that night. She said she was, and they arranged for the liaison. And then the man's 43-year-old wife showed up. She was furious to learn her husband had been hiring sex workers, although he was equally angry to learn his wife had been freelancing as a prostitute.
So well, they still exchanged money and hate fuck each other,
should have
been
right? As a sex worker. You can't just call one and then the other. It's either they're both sex workers or they're both prostitutes. You can't use two different terms for it because one sounds way worse than the other.
It's true.
I feel like he or she was not fucking him because he should have recognized her naked body.
It was probably like one of those things where it really wasn't them.
Where they found out they're both Mormons. I hate when I find out I'm a surprised Mormon.
Well, you'll realize that if you open your eyes during sex and there's a sheet between you.
Damn it. Or if you go to piss and you can't get your dick out of your magical underwear.
Yeah.
God, if I had a dollar for every time. That's why I go commando now. Underwear scare me.
Yeah, I ended up accidentally selling my golden tablets, so, you know.
All right, so is it time?
Is it time? It's time. You ready? You want to pause this for a second?
Yeah, I'll pause it.
All right, do that.
We don't want the audio on the...
Why not?
I guess if it gets bad, we can...
I really want to.
Yeah, what if somebody like is playing this out loud at work? I'm going to pause it for their sake. This podcast is brought to you by thenandnowproductions.com. For this and other great podcasts, please go to thenandnowproductions.com. There you will find a contact link where you can contact the host of all of our podcasts. And as always, please rate and review, and more importantly, enjoy. Well, I hope you enjoyed that commercial break, because I'll never be the fucking same.
Oh, no, man. That was one of those things that'll scar you for life.
First off, it wasn't a vagina, James.
It was not a vagina at all.
It was a bowl. They used a woman's... rear end as a bowl for Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Which Fruit Loops are fucking gross anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like them myself.
Yeah.
I didn't know they made brown ones. and then at the end, they're doing butt stuff. And then
she squirts that chick like a super soaker.
With milk.
They ate it. They ate it right out of there.
I'm glad we're sober for this. This is why we don't record earlier in the day.
I tried telling y'all.
You're right, man. I don't know what to do with myself now.
You can't go outside and hide your shame in the dark.
Yeah, well, why milk the cow when you can just eat cereal out of its asshole?
Yeah, there you go.
You know? Oh, my God.
Chris is over there remembering. He enjoyed it.
He's replaying it in his head. He's just laying down at the table.
I've seen worse. That didn't bother me nearly as much as lactating mamas. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can
milk
handle
and
that.
Sex should just stay away from each other, I think.
Food and sex in general.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not into that.
No, it's fucking unnecessarily messy.
Especially when you fart milk everywhere.
That's a bit much.
Like, erotic foods before, but you don't take it in there with you.
You're thinking like an aphrodisiac.
Yeah. I don't... You know,
eat some strawberries. Don't shove them up your butthole.
Don't take the syrup with you. Leave that shit the fuck in the kitchen. I don't need that shit.
Oh, I long for the days of... Just chocolate syrup is about as raunchy as my brain would go.
I didn't say ranch dressing.
Mm. Oh, God.
What?
I said I didn't say ranch dressing.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I know.
You know there are people that have done that. You know there are people that have done that.
It's horrible.
Doesn't your wife do that?
I know.
Oh, I thought she did. I'm sorry.
No, my girlfriend
does
that.
She does other dumbass shit.
Okay. Yeah, your wife puts...
ketchup and mashed potatoes. It's fucking nasty.
It's disgusting. So.
She has a thing about her food touching, but she's willing to put ketchup and mashed potatoes. I don't fucking understand it.
Our mom did that with macaroni, but it was a brand new dish after that. Yeah. It was macaroni and tomatoes at that point. And
healthier, you know? Got that.
I don't know.
What was her name?
Joy.
That ketchup was a vegetable. I think it was Reagan's wife.
Oh.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, when it comes to like school lunches and shit.
Ketchup
one
counts.
Of them decided ketchup was a vegetable because it had tomatoes
are
in it.
A fruit.
They were stupid back then?
It
was like the 60s.
What about mustard? Is it just left out in the cold?
That should have just been a plant because it's gross.
Well, at least plants are... You don't like mustard?
No.
Oh,
that's mustard. No. I'm not a mustard fan either.
I like a good... Like grainy brown mustard that has a lot more flavor than that. Just
the bad
tangy,
guy. Yeah,
he wants grape poupon.
Oh, you fancy bastard! You want some grape poupon?
I don't like it. I never had grape poupon.
Favorite condiment? Yeah,
hot sauce.
Oh yeah, I guess that works. Robert, favorite condiment?
Mayo.
We're doing it.
Oh. Yeah.
You white bread motherfucker.
I eat sour cream with a lot of things.
Sour cream is pretty good.
I assume it should. All right.
You don't put it on a sandwich, do you?
Depending on what kind of sandwiches.
What kind of sandwich would you put sour cream on?
Fried bologna sandwich.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't like mayonnaise.
So I have to have something white on it. So there it's either go. My own semen or I put sour cream on it.
It's not mayonnaise, right?
Fried bologna sandwich. What the fuck? Man, I put mustard on it.
See? There you go with that nasty-ass yellow shit.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
I just don't eat bologna.
It really is.
Compared to putting sour cream on a bologna sandwich?
Have you tried it?
No.
Don't knock it.
You should try it.
Fuck you.
I won't eat mayonnaise if it's in a jar and I have to like see it come out and flop on the sandwich.
No, you get the squeeze.
It's got to be the squeeze or I will not fucking eat it.
Really?
I know what you're saying, though. That is gross because it's got that jiggle to it. Oh. It's just like,
ugh. Well, I don't trust a squeezed sour cream. I want the spoon.
Yeah, no, sour cream's different.
Okay.
It's not as right. gelatinous.
Yeah. Yeah, plus you can use it as a dip.
It's more solid.
And mayonnaise has that like clear coat like sheen to it.
Have you ever seen mayonnaise that's been left out for an hour or two?
Or it turns yellow?
And it's that skin.
It starts looking
more like custard than mayonnaise. Yeah, it's like,
oh my god.
I can barely tolerate it.
And it never even went into the military.
Custard?
Colonel Custard.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't get the joke at all.
I heard custard. Military, yep. I just...
Last stand. Something like that.
Indians, you know.
Yeah, something like that. So we all got together and watched the Floyd Mayweather Conor McGregor fight last night.
Yes, we did.
And it was a good time. This comes out on Wednesday, but we're recording this Sunday.
Hold on. My wife showed me somebody post that Floyd was going to beat Mayweather's ass.
I've seen that.
That was posted on my on Facebook or Twitter or some bullshit. And it's like, are you fucking serious?
Spoiler alert, he did win.
Danny.
Floyd Mayweather is the same person.
Oh, wait. Reset? I'm sorry.
It said that Floyd
was going to beat Mayweather's ass.
Oh, and I'm like,
okay. Wow.
Your tampon's just going to stand really there and watch it happen.
That makes no sense. Anyways, it was a surprisingly good fight.
Oh, yeah. I was
It was awesome.
I mean, McGregor definitely had trouble keeping his UFC days.
Dude almost German suplexed, suplexed him, elbowed him in the face a couple times. Like, kept on wanting to grapple, and you can't do that. But, it was a lot closer than people thought it'd be.
Yeah, and Mayweather was definitely using that to his advantage, too.
Yeah, he'd keep on going low, so he'd tap him in the back of the head and lose points.
Not only that, at one point he fully spun around to the dude.
Yeah, turned his back to him.
Multiple times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the ref was getting on him about that shit.
Mm-hmm. But no, it was, it was cool. But more importantly, it was a big milestone. It was a UFC guy going for a boxing match. And I'm thinking we should crisscross more athletes from different sports.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking Tony Hawk takes on Wayne Gretzky in a rugby match.
With the bouncing football?
Is that rugby?
Yeah, with the black football, they bounce.
They have to bounce it.
You only get one possession. You only get one down. You score or the other team gets the ball.
In that, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun.
You ever watch rugby? It's kind of great. The field is enormous.
Yeah, but Tony Hawk and Wayne Gretzky taking each other on.
Gretzky's going to win because he is more of a physical athlete. But you got to take Gretzky, like, not when he's like an ancient man like he is.
No,
now.
This is right now.
He's like 80. He ain't going to do nothing. He's going to lose. He's going to, like, fuck that. And Hawk, he's old as fuck, too.
Not as old.
No, not as old. No, but he's still, like, almost 60. So
I think they'd be great at a friendship off because they both seem like really nice guys.
Yeah, they do.
I think we'd all win in that one. Chris, you got one? I got another one, actually.
Okay.
Usain Bolt takes on Butterbean in a hot dog eating contest.
That's Butterbean all the way.
No.
No, because usually the skinnier guys can take it better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he's going to be quicker. He's like Kenya fast.
Yeah, because you can only fast.
Thought that only works
only
when you're
hardcore
on your feet.
Eat for like 15 minutes, and then you start shutting down.
Well, it's like a third world country. I mean, they don't get a lot of food, so what he does, you know, he's going to slam it quick.
I don't know if any of that's correct.
Who cares? Said.
Okay. People from Kenya.
I think people from Africa, I think that they're starving. I think that is a thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I think they talked about it in the news.
I've seen commercials. They're
fairly recent, but I mean, it's happening.
I've seen that meme of the one kid that's getting like a football jersey, and he's looking at the camera all funny. So I understand
what
the
fuck am I supposed
about.
To do this? Drink this? I'm starving.
Yeah.
Go grill this into a sandwich? Asshole.
Can I put some sour cream on it? Robert, you got one?
I was going to say Michael Phelps and Usain Bolt arm wrestling competition.
Mm. I feel like they just awkwardly like shake hands and not know how to do it.
Phelps would win.
Phelps would kill him.
He has a big upper body. Swimming has a lot in upper body.
Mm. Plus, he's too high to lose.
Or Lance Armstrong instead of Phelps.
The astronaut?
Yeah. There we go.
No, the bicyclist.
Yeah.
The one testicle cheater bicyclist.
Yep.
He's still a winner in my book.
Oh, yeah.
He only had one ball. I don't give a fuck. And he beat brain cancer. I don't give a shit. He's a winner. I'm never going to take that away.
It was
away
blood
from
doping, wasn't it?
Yeah. Not even
if,
fucking
if
cheating.
If everybody is doping and you still win, then you're the king of the dopers.
Mm-hmm.
You still won.
I think steroids should be, like, they should set up a second league all allowed to use steroids.
Call
I mean,
the
let
Jack
these
league.
Motherfuckers go. Baseball, football, it doesn't matter. Let them get all fucking hyped up and just watch the carnage.
Throw a Brock Lesnar into every sport?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it'd be a bunch of them. Yeah. Imagine like 11-on-11 Brock Lesnar's just going at it on a football
Who's team. The other guy that just got in trouble with UFC for...
John Jones?
John Jones, yeah.
I don't know that name.
Yeah, he
got the Martian Manhunter? Scary black guy.
Big scary black guy.
Martian one. Manhunter?
Yes, that one.
Yeah.
All right, James, do you have one?
Oh, man. No, I want to see... I don't know, man. What? I'm blanking out now. But, no, come back to me.
I got mine.
I broke it.
Dale Earnhardt.
Okay.
Dan Marino. Miniature golf.
Oh, I think I said a suck my dick competition. Yeah, that'd be entertaining. I'm thinking Jeremy Piven takes on Charles Barkley. And I'm going to say bobsledding.
Bobsledding.
Yeah. Bobsledding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that what's in Cool Runnings?
Yes.
Yeah, that.
Can you tell me who or what a Jeremy Piven is?
He's a basketball player.
Nope.
No.
No. He's an actor.
That's right. He was at the fight. Yes. Yeah, you made fun of me for that.
Peyton Manning.
Who's the basketball player I'm thinking of?
Scottie Pippen.
Scottie Pippen. That's way too close, right?
No.
No, good.
One's white, one's black.
Names, Chris. I'm
completely
about
different
names.
Peyton Manning, Tasmanian Devil, because you know we all include Space Jam here.
And a forehead off. Who's no. got the biggest one?
I was going to say table tennis.
All right, why table tennis?
Because I think it'd be funny.
Well, Tasmanian Devil's going to win. He can just spin in a circle. He'll eat the table.
Doesn't mean
losing.
That he's aiming correctly.
I mean, I guess. What if we get the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders to take on Yokozuna in a
cereal eating competition?
Cereal
out of his asshole.
Oh no! That's
come
not
on.
What I was thinking.
No,
that's a big bowl.
That's a big old bowl. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's
that
dead.
Is family size. Got a whole box.
A couple boxes.
Shit.
Yeah. Oh, what kind of cereal are you eating out of that butthole, Chris?
Oh, Captain Crunch, peanut butter.
No, because that'll cut the roof of your mouth. Imagine what it'll do to a sphincter.
I don't care.
I
not
guess
my
it's
sphincter.
Not yours. Yeah.
It's gonna look like it has strawberry milk in it.
Could be worse. Recent. What's the worst one to eat out of a derriere? I have an idea.
Cocoa Puffs. Yeah, because it turns the milk brown. I don't.
Count Chocula.
Don't bring the count into this, man.
Reese's Pieces.
Those are good out of anything, honestly.
I'm still going with peanut butter Captain Crunch.
No, don't be mean to the butthole.
Why not?
It's being a bowl for you. I mean, it's the least you can do.
I like how Danny automatically sympathizes with the bowl.
Well, I don't know. I think Yokozuna's probably, that bowl would eat your spoon. Right?
Yeah, probably.
Like, where to go?
Yeah.
Yutumbo from In the NBA. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Real deep voice guy. Mm-hmm. Mike Tyson and a joke-off. Tell a joke, yeah.
All right.
You know how they like do not laugh dad joke things?
Yeah.
When they're going around? One of those.
That'd be great because Mike Tyson has the kind of funny sounding voice. No offense to him because he is terrifying. The other guy has a very deep voice.
Yeah.
So,
hey, well, you know, I'm going to take you out and I'm going to super fuck you in the face.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's a direct quote.
Oh, probably. I mean, ew.
He has a cartoon. He could have said all kinds of shit. I don't know.
Well, yeah, he does have a cartoon.
He does have a cartoon where he hangs out with a pigeon.
I've watched the entire first season. I've not seen the second season yet.
Convicted racist.
Well.
You know. Flat out fight, though.
Jeff Gordon, Aaron Rodgers, slap fight.
Jeff Gordon wins every day.
I think so.
Every
day.
Up, man.
No, I think. Well, you know, he's got to have the muscle to hold on and do this for hours. You
yeah.
know? But Aaron Rodgers, he's got the arm for throwing the football, Dan. But they're both small little
what's
men.
He throwing?
His palms, man. It's a slap-off. Good old-fashioned slap-off. Yeah.
He's still got to have some arm strength in there to slap shit out of somebody.
My brain just did some fucked up shit. Muhammad Ali.
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah. Tickle off?
Art competition.
That's fucked up, man. It's all abstract.
Judged by Richard Pryor.
Oh. Man, yeah. Only good people get Parkinson's, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, except for our grandpa. He was a racist, so it's fine. No.
Did he get it or not? I don't understand.
Oh, he had it.
Okay.
The cancer got him first, though, so I guess it's okay. Beer review?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm awkward as fuck now. Chris was his favorite, so I can say these things.
Yeah, that's fine.
He liked his pair of shoes better than he liked me. That's all I'm saying.
Beer review. All right. This week for the beer review, I just went to a liquor store in Wabash and just made a random six pack. So we just got a different beer.
Yeah. I'm excited about mine.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to try mine and then I smelled it. And now I don't think I want to
anymore. No, yours smells like ass.
I don't know. Elysian?
Elysian.
Elysian?
Elysian.
Elysian, Super Fuzz, Blood Orange Pale.
It just sounds...
It smells angry. Like a straight IPA.
Anyway, here I go.
Yeah, good luck, buddy.
Okay.
I'll go next because I want to try my beer.
All right.
I actually have yours, too, so...
Well,
okay. It's,
He looks kind of sad.
It's okay.
He's lying. He looks sad.
I mean, it's not terrible.
I'll be the judge of that.
It's not the Angry Hornet terrible?
Is a blood orange the same thing as a grapefruit? Because it tastes like grapefruit.
Kind of.
That's not as bad as it smells.
Yeah.
It's not great. I wouldn't buy it again, but if somebody's like, hey, this is the only beer you can have, I'd take one.
I mean, I might hesitate a little bit, but yeah.
I might wait a day or two and then come back for it.
Yeah. I'm trying Kentucky Vanilla Barrel Cream Ale. Cream ale with natural flavor added, aged in oak bourbon barrels. I've tried regular Kentucky bourbon ale, and it's really good. So,
and I have just a little bit poured for myself here.
Yeah, bottoms up.
Berliner?
It's not as good as I thought it'd be, honestly.
I love the smell of it. The taste isn't bad. It's just not as sweet as the smell.
Yeah. I mean, it's not... I don't know. You want to try it, James?
They had a pumpkin spice one, too.
You take that shit and shove it right up your ass like it's a fucking box of Fruity Loops, Chris.
No, that's not bad at all.
You want to try it, Chris?
No.
Okay.
It has a very light taste to it.
I like that.
It's not nearly as sweet as like that Not Your Father's cream ale that we tried.
It has very, very light taste.
It actually has a real beer taste to it. It's, actually, the more I drink of it, the more I like it. That's actually really...
I see how
it tastes. Yeah, it's good.
I wonder what it'd be like on tap.
I could drink that.
I wonder what it'd be like with a scoop of ice cream in it. Beer float!
No, I've had beer floats with...
You sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were dumb enough to try that once. You told me about that.
I did it here.
Beer doesn't sound
good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, with that case of Coney Island I bought.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. I have Divergent Sour Ale Berliner style from Rivertown, handcrafting a tenacious culture. If that's what it says.
If that's what it says?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it says.
Okay.
Brewed and bottled by the Rivertown Brewing Company in Monroe, Ohio.
Okay. I poured a little into a glass
of
water.
I just smelled it, and good luck with that shit.
Yeah, down the hat, man.
It smells like you could pickle something in it.
I would drink it. It is sour like rhubarb.
Yeah.
It tastes kind of like rhubarb.
Hmm. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as far as things that
it's
we've
sour.
Tried on here, it's the most experience I've gotten from a from a taste of anything.
Do you mind it if is I very try? Flavorful. It, I mean, it has a lot of flavor. It's got a lot going on in your
it's
mouth.
It's still right going.
There. Yeah.
Wow.
It hangs. And it rhubarb is what brings to mind. Mm-hmm. Sour, fresh rhubarb.
I think I really love
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Oh man, I really don't want
to. Oh, you do. Actually, it's not. It's
he
not bad.
It's not. It's not bad. It's just. Different.
Oh, you don't.
No, I don't like sour things.
Oh.
Except for his personality. What up? Oh, I got a gag. Really?
It is sour. It is
I don't know if it's because I've been like drinking it. Something sweet, so that it's especially tart to me.
See, I haven't. Well, I guess I had a soda before this, but
yeah.
I wasn't drinking like, anything.
No,
like
that's
sweet. I like it.
I like
drink
that
it
a lot.
It's not bad. It's not my cup of tea. I much rather...
It's not tea, Robert. It's beer.
Well, I much rather the beer that you had than...
If you're drinking whiskey and want something to chase it with, this is it right here.
That'd be good.
Because this will cleanse your fucking palate
mm-hmm.
of whatever else you're drinking.
Yeah, like I said, that's the most flavors
strong.
I've had in one sip of anything we've ever tried on, what, 70
yeah.
fucking five episodes at this point?
But Divergent
Although,
Sour Ale.
That orange chocolate that you and I had...
You're going to have to get over it, buddy.
They
raised the price too high. I'm sorry.
It
was good.
$20 for a four case.
Yeah.
Four that's pack?
Four pack, yeah.
Yeah.
He said four case.
Four cases, that's a good deal.
Whatever.
He would have already died from liver failure if it
yes.
was that cheap.
Yes, I would.
That stuff was really good, but it had like really strong alcohol content.
Hmm.
And I think
you,
it's the
you
only,
couldn't taste it.
Yeah. I think it's the only beer we reviewed on Then and Now.
Yeah.
I just want to see what color it was and stuff.
Yeah, it's good, man.
I have one called People's Farmer's Daughter. It's a wheat ale brewed with lemongrass.
That sounds like a hippie encampment, like everybody's fucking somebody's daughter weird shit right there.
Mm-hmm. Let me pour a splash out for you.
All right, it's brewed and bottled by People's Brewing Company in Lafayette, Indiana.
Oh, no shit. That's not far from here.
Yep,
oh,
so
local.
This is local.
So it's definitely
it's not the
a
People's Brewery,
encampment.
Though, because Dwayne The Rock Johnson doesn't work there, and he's the People's Champ.
That's true.
And brewer.
I can't believe you told me he.
Will you pour
this
shit
on
there? There's Amish up there, so it could be some weird hippie shit. They make a beer up there now.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Yeah, Chris told me that the Rock got his Brahma Bull tattoo removed,
right,
and that broke
bottoms
my
up.
Cheers.
It was interfering with his $20 million movie contracts.
I like it.
So, yeah, that's just a good basic beer. Really.
Yeah.
Good basic beer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, yours
not quite
has
as light
like,
as like
yours
a
has a description on the side of it. Mine didn't.
Him, I didn't have much.
A clean American wheat ale made with lemongrass, American base malt, malted white wheat, and
white wheat people.
Caram malt result in straw collar, Cascade and Pearl hops with an addition of lemongrass lend a refreshing citrus character to the session ale.
Szechuan sauce?
S-E-S-S-I-O-N.
Session.
Uh-huh.
The session ale.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like I kind of want to know what mine was made with, but they don't even fucking give you a clue of what's in this.
I don't, if I had to like power rank these, I think mine and yours, yams, would be tied. The sour and then the cream ale, I really loved. Chris, yours is bullshit. Robert's, yours is okay. Like, it's just just decent beer.
I would say that yours is probably number one. Mine's number two of the ones that I've tasted.
Yeah, you didn't really care for yams, but I actually really like that Divergent.
It wasn't bad, it just wasn't for me. And I never tasted yours because I figured that it was horrible.
Yeah, it's not great.
It tastes a lot like an IPA. Did you already finish it?
No, it's still here.
Oh, it's behind my mic stand somehow perfectly where I couldn't see it. And thus concludes probably the longest beer review we've ever had.
Yeah, it's been a while since we had something worth talking about.
Let alone four things.
Yeah.
That Divergent, man, I'm going to look into that.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that.
They had a red one, too.
A red ale?
Yeah.
I love red ales.
Well, no, I don't.
Like, it was like a Killian's?
The label was red.
Oh. You only see color, don't you, Chris?
Is what I meant.
You act like it's not even 2017.
Get woke, bitch.
I don't even care if it's 2017.
Yeah. I mean, time's irrelevant.
Yeah.
Not because I wasn't prepared to record today, but none because I was prepared, I had Googled random things, and I found the top 10 list of things you should never do in public. So I don't know if you guys would want to hear this or
not. I'm guessing masturbation's on there.
I don't think so.
You heard it here. You can masturbate in public.
Number one, use Elmer's glue for a lubricant. I wouldn't do that in a house either.
I wouldn't do that in private.
Maybe this isn't in public. Top 10 things you should just never do. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Use Elmer's glue as lube. That would be bad.
Well, it peels off the skin. It's not like...
Oh, it'll peel off the skin, yeah.
No, it just peels off. You never, when you was a kid, put Elmer...
Like, if you guys decide to do the... I don't like saying it, but the butt stuff? Yeah. You're going to have to get one of those, like... I don't know, dividers? Whatever that was in that poor woman's butthole that had the cereal in it?
I think it was a spreader.
And I think we forgot to mention the lady that was getting the cereal in the rectum. Giggling the whole time.
God.
You know? Like, she seemed to enjoy herself.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, good for her.
If she wasn't, that's a snuff film.
Well, it just seems like something that would be hard to enjoy.
No, that's the sequel.
Anyways. Number two. Playing leapfrog with a unicorn.
No, wouldn't want to do that. You're gonna get something pointy in a place you don't want.
It's your ball again, isn't it? Yeah, where she gets cereal.
Yeah. All of a sudden, he's going to come up, little Fruit Loop rings on the horn.
Oh, God.
Where the fuck are you going to find a unicorn at? Come on.
We can make one out of a goat.
You can?
Yeah.
How?
Cut off one of its horns.
Mingle it when it's a baby?
No. The theory is where the whole idea of unicorns came from was northern U.S., southern Canada type area. There's a group of fucking like reindeer or fucking elk or something that has a mutation wrong with them where they literally grow one fucking horn out of the center of their fucking head. So you got a fucking deer running around looking like this. Okay.
James has his thumb to his forehead and his fingers expanded.
Like the nan nan a boo boo.
We'll put it on the Instagram after this. It's fine.
You know, so couple and break off. You just got a longhorn, you get a fucking unicorn.
There you go. Number three, and this kind of reminds me of Troll and Jason.
Oh my gosh, children.
Get drunk at a gay bar.
That's a list of things. What if you're gay and you want to go out one night?
Yeah, if you're
they're saying that's
friend,
wrong. Like know? Basically, gay bars are wrong in general, I according so. To
only
this.
If you drink at the bar.
Does it say who wrote this article?
It's from
bad people.
Stormfront.com,
jokes.cc.com. This is all them. Number four, eat it if it smells. This is really fucking stupid. Number five,
you didn't
drop
pre-read
the soap.
This again,
no,
did you?
No, I didn't. Don't drop the soap, guys. Ha ha ha! We made a joke. Number six, swallow.
You should never swallow?
Ever.
Anything?
Nope.
Oh, man. I've been doing this swallow. Beer all wrong.
Yeah, you got to boof it.
I guess.
Treat it like it's cereal, man. No, officer, we haven't been drinking. You should never say that.
I say that all the time when I get pulled over.
It's what I'm drunk with. You run a stop sign? Yes, officer, I have been drinking. I mean, no. Number eight, spit straight up.
That makes sense. Yeah. That's good advice.
Number nine.
Blowing, it's fun. You just watch it. Woo.
I got sure. Number nine, piss in the wind.
That's kind of the same concept.
Exactly, yeah. Number 10, your own mother.
Danny, thank you for this riveting content. Yeah. Hey, Robert, what you got?
So I've got two lists, and I'll let you guys choose which one I go through first. The 15 ridiculous things celebrities have demanded backstage.
What is a celebrity?
A celebrity?
Did you just say puberty? What happened to your voice?
A celestial puberty.
Our little Robert's becoming a man!
Aww. I have been sick.
It's time to cut that dick.
Shalom. Can we make these jokes now that we have an actual Jewish person? I mean, we don't have him, but
joke? I'm ready.
Oh, good. He pulled out a knife.
Danny, hold it with your teeth.
Ow. Bite it and pull.
Yeah, just try to stretch. Oh, my God.
I don't like any of this.
No, check this out. I was watching porn. Okay?
Not surprised. I'm shocking.
And this dude...
You ever seen Sasha Grey's butthole?
Yeah, I know. I showed
real
it to
now.
You.
I did not know I was living a lie.
This dude's dick, all right? He had an uncircumcised dick.
Right.
Okay. And... You don't know that because it's one of those videos that just starts mid fucking and it's like on the vagina and on the dick as it's going in.
Yeah.
And it wasn't much of a dick. Okay. So I'm like, I didn't know what was going on because that's all you could see.
Okay.
I was like, why is he fingering her with a thumb?
Oh, poor guy.
Because, like, the way the foreskin and the tip of his dick, like, it looked like a thumbnail. Mm. I was like, and then it kind of like, he kept like pulling out more. Or something, or his dick got bigger. I don't know. It took me about five minutes to realize it was a dick and not a weird fingering with a thumb trick.
That's a weird way to do it.
Trick. Yeah.
I'm gonna make my, it's like cutting your thumb in half. That hand trick.
Did he say that he spent 5 minutes questioning if something was a dick?
Yes.
I can't bear to do. Shit.
Well, I have my before the intro
statement
now.
I got a child now, but she takes care of herself most of the time.
Can't let her watch porn. I gotta lock myself in the bathroom for that. I'm being a good parent.
I got a bedroom for that.
You watch porn in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Yep.
My living room, my kitchen, wherever I'm at, man. The garage.
Good.
The basement. When I'm working out.
I hit the old bag, if you know what I mean. I need my scrotum.
It's weird because I got to keep hitting the bag with one hand and jerk it off with the other.
That way she doesn't catch on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
How the hell do you hold your phone?
Teeth.
Just prop it up.
His own asshole.
I put it in my pocket. I just use the headphones. I just want to hear it.
Really?
No.
Are you serious? No. Oh, okay.
Yeah, usually I turn the volume down.
None of that's ever happened. Yeah.
I have headphones.
Because
you live with your daddy.
What are you doing, son? I'm pulling my pud. Don't call it that. It's gay. What, Dan?
Don't ever drink at a gay bar.
That's what my papa always said.
All right,
which is weird because our dad always said, "Why milk the cow when you can just eat its pussy?"
So, some of these lists of demands that celebrities give are a little bit long. So, let's see if you guys can guess any of these demands based on.
We were supposed to get a second choice.
Yeah, but you guys just kept talking, so I was like, "Okay, I guess this is the one."
No, I want to do this one because I want to think about what my demands would be if I was famous and
12 naked short men.
Why men?
So you could feel big for once.
First celebrity, Beyonce.
Okay. She needs 3 Jay-Z's.
Airtight. Woo-woo.
You got a guess?
No. Oh, on what she would demand?
Yeah.
Oh, man, she's probably one of them crazy motherfuckers that want only fucking, like, orange Tic Tacs and green M&Ms and shit.
And
all wonderful.
White
what are you
furniture?
Talking about?
Can you guess?
What's the best kind of Tic Tac?
Oh, I know.
Oh, okay.
Chris.
I'm going to go with, like, all white furniture or something stupid like that.
Okay. Here is what her demands are. 1, large table for catering dressed with white tablecloths.
Mm.
Dressing room should be 78 degrees.
That's 4, a little too warm.
Yeah, that's...
It is a little warm for my taste.
4 brand new white towels in bathroom, 2 face and 2 body.
Yeah, okay.
She demands hot food, juicy baked chicken, legs, wings, and breasts only. Please season with fresh garlic, seasoned salt, black pepper, and cayenne pepper. Heavily seasoned.
That's like it's probably something like her mom used to make or something. That seems like a very homemade, like, thing.
Black and baked chicken?
But with the seasoning salt and stuff?
Black and baked chicken, I know. Yeah, this is a thing.
We weren't always chefs.
I'm just telling you what it is.
Sorry.
Steamed garlic broccoli, lightly seasoned green beans and spinach. She can only have Pepsi products and demands case of
this commercial.
That's a sponsorship thing,
right.
Yeah.
Demands 1 case of Aquafina water and 1 hot tea set up. Please have new coffee pot.
How long is she going to be in this area that she needs all this shit?
Sliced lemon wedges, rose-scented candles, lighter for candles, and a CD player.
She can't even bring a fucking lighter.
She can't be expected to carry her own fucking lighter or one of the 10 people in her entourage to have a fucking lighter with them.
It's 2017. Who the fuck's listening to CDs?
True.
She can't figure out Bluetooth?
Or how to plug headphones into her phone or Spotify or Apple Music or Pandora.
She's on Spotify.
She's fucking rich. Buy the shit on iTunes.
Buy somebody that will work Spotify for you. She could do that. She's rich enough. I'd do it for the right price.
I can just hit play on my phone, put it in my back pocket. I can hear the music everywhere I
fucking
go.
And that would blow her fucking mind.
She'd get trapped in her bedroom.
That's what happens.
Or dressing room.
What'd she name her kid? Blue or something like that? I'm like, come on.
Blue Ivy?
Yeah, Blue Ivy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys ready for the next celebrity?
Sure.
Kanye West.
Oh, God.
I need 8 thumbs in my butthole. All of them.
Yeah. He needs a gallon of pig's blood and a fucking a canvas to paint beforehand to really stress.
I need you guys to go buy 10 pairs of my shoes because nobody else will buy them.
I'm going to go with Jamie Foxx.
Okay. So we have our guesses in.
Can we get one of those?
I'd love to have a Jamie Foxx.
On the podcast? Oh, I love Jamie Foxx.
Just keep him in the closet until you need him for the podcast. Bring him out.
The podcast happens in the closet. He'd just always
He'd just be here. Yeah. He'd be in his new bedroom.
That'd be great. I'd get him a bunk bed. Because he wanted friends over.
One tub of plain yogurt for dipping. 4 small Yoplait yogurts. 1 bowl of assorted nuts. 1 bowl of Sunkissed salted pistachio nuts.
Pause.
No red coloring.
Pause for a second.
This is a
what
Freudian
the fuck is
thing.
He dipping in? What the fuck? He got yogurt for dipping. What the fuck is he dipping in this yogurt?
The other yogurt.
The other yogurts? He dips the whole thing in there.
Maybe these nuts?
Hey, don't you bring a fucking yogurt in my room. It just seems like a really Freudian thing. He's wanting nuts and all these white colored
fluids
to put in his mouth.
He wants creamy white fluids.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you've seen what they did to Bruce Jenner. Kanye's next.
Stop stealing what's-his-face's jokes.
It's not a joke. I'm being serious.
It could have already happened.
Joe Rogan.
2 packs of extra chewing gum. The brand Extra. 1 bottle of hot sauce, Tabasco Caribbean type.
It's like the worst gum ever.
1 box of toothpicks. 1 700...
Because he gets all that yogurt stuck in his teeth, he's gonna have the toothpicks.
What the fuck does he need hot sauce with for yogurt and nuts? And Tabasco fucking sucks.
Tabasco is like the worst hot sauce.
It
get
is.
Some fucking Franks.
Yeah. Or still a bottle from Long John Silver's.
A bottle of Hennessy.
It is.
Surprisingly, it is.
Bottle of Hennessy. A bottle of Sky or Absolute Vodka.
Sky's not even... Those are cheap vodkas.
A bottle of Patron Silver Tequila. And 4 six-packs of Heineken beer.
Oh, what
he drinks
Heine?
He drinks Heine? He did not name anything to dip in that fucking yogurt, I swear to God.
You don't get to say drinks Heine after what you made us watch earlier, James. Do you understand me?
All right, deal. I won't say Heine no more.
But if you dip it into the yogurt, I'm sure it's fucking great. But the toothpicks are more confusing. It's all mushy foods. He eats like a 90-year-old man.
Yeah, go ahead and act like you've never had a nut cut in your... Nut
what?
Stuck
Whoa,
in your teeth before.
What? He said nut cutter.
I know.
Jesus.
Another Freudian slip.
Yeah.
What a fucking moron.
He's a fucking
He was
weirdo.
A video game programmer before he became a musician. Like, what the fuck do you expect? He's fucking weird.
This is information I didn't know.
Dude, I
elaborate.
He did music for video games. That's what he did.
No. You said programmer. I thought he actually
made music for
video games. Like, he was like something that worked actually on a video game.
He did. He worked on the music.
Sound is
for
a little
video
bit
games.
Different.
No,
they steal sounds from each other all the fucking
that's
time.
All
exactly what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying.
But now,
I quit paying attention.
Young Kanye West was like so much potential. Like, I used to love Kanye West's music.
Yeah.
Until he balls deep in a Kardashian ruins everybody. I mean, they gotta stop reproducing.
Kill them
all.
Wow.
What? Why not?
I'm not saying.
I'm sorry. Would you be sad if any of them died?
Would I be sad? I don't know. I'm so nah. People die.
All right.
Every
so
day.
Why would why even give a shit?
I'm just saying we shouldn't say kill them.
I'll give them. We've given this advice out before on Then and Now. Maybe don't die, but just knock it off with the breathing. You know?
Take a break for a day.
Take a
See
vacation. Yeah. Take a vacation from breathing for about 24 hours. Get back to us.
I love Scientology. They had to be Scientologists, right?
I think so.
No.
Have to be.
Too dumb. I don't think that Scientology won. Yeah, because they're too stupid. And they're all over fucking social media.
Yeah,
they'd slip
true.
Something up.
Yeah.
Scientology's all about secrets and shit.
Yeah. Why get a Kardashian when you can have a Travolta or a Cruise?
Yeah.
Thank God they haven't gotten Terry Crews, though. I actually like him. Fuck a Tom Cruise.
You know they've tried.
They can keep the white one. Just leave the black one alone.
Yeah. next... Wait, is there a race thing in Scientology? You don't see a lot of black Scientologists, actually. Like Southern Baptists.
Oh, no, I watched that Going in Clear, and then there's some...
Are there? Okay.
Yeah. Good.
I mean, well, no, it's all bad, but yeah, whatever. Go ahead.
Next celebrity, Rihanna.
Marijuana. And Paul McCartney.
No.
Somebody to smack her around beforehand so she gets hyped up.
Jesus Christ, man.
It's a way to get hyped up and get excited. I'm not trying to, like, leave marks and shit. Just, you know, a little quick, you know,
she asks for a
slaps
box,
in the face.
Then
when
she opens it, a boxing glove comes out on a spring and punches her in the face.
You know, just like that.
Oh, you got me again, Chris Brown. You got me again.
Oh, man.
Well,
now it's time to work.
I should let you know that this is more creating a atmosphere for her.
Oh,
kind of
she
demands.
Wants an umbrella. Ella.
Ella?
Ella.
She wants the lights low, candles lit. So her own fucking
there are
music
candles.
Is there like whips and chains and stuff?
And wish. Yogurt dip?
A woman with cereal in her rectum?
yes, surprisingly. five specifically AC power outlets for adequate lighting for a relaxed atmosphere. White drapes to cover lockers and or brick.
I hate a brick. I hate a pink floor because of that.
One humidifier, one throw rug, plus an
animal
print.
I'm surprised
there
wasn't a dehumidifier thrown in there, too. Yeah.
I want them to cancel each other out. I like the noise.
I want one on each side of the room. I'm going to hang out in the middle.
But it has to be, the throw rug has to be animal print, either cheetah or leopard. Must be clean, and she will walk on it barefoot.
Oh, God.
Pipe and drape the room in dark blue and black drapes with icy blue chiffon draped nicely on top.
Yeah, I know what a chiffon is.
Six archipelago black candle forest candles and four small clear square vases with white tulips, no foliage.
You gotta get that out of there.
No green. Fuck that.
So no stems?
No, probably just the heads floating around in these little fucking vases, yeah.
This is disappointing.
Yeah, she's I told weirdo. You it was all atmosphere
like,
shit.
I've got to have a...
Where's the cocaine?
It has to be icy blue. Yeah.
I want cocaine, I want hookers, and I want black magic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, yeah.
You're a rock
star. At
least
one of them, yeah.
That's it.
She's not a rock star. She's a pop icon.
Same thing.
But a bit of a bad girl.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest rock star they have on here is Sir Paul McCartney.
Oh, God.
Ooh, that's next? On there? I'm looking forward to that.
He can be next.
He will be now.
No, just go in order. That's fine. We don't want to get confused.
Well,
vetoed.
This is kind of a long list, so I'm kind of skipping through. So, yeah, we'll do him and then Mariah Carey, and then we'll be done.
Oh, Mariah.
That's you have a weird
put
thing
your
for
erection
her.
Away, Chris.
I can't.
That's why I... Not yeah. the erection, but his reaction.
That's why I brought it up. I want to see that unimpressive boner.
I realized what I was about to say. It was like, wait, I should
like
clarify.
Like McGregor at weigh-in. Chris is slightly aroused.
Right, so was he.
Sir Paul McCartney. Now remember, he is a animal rights supporter and bans fur.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Is he a vegan, too?
Suck a Peter
Dick. Is.
Oh, God. Fuck
he
him.
Let us down again.
Fuck you guys. The Beatles are awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If you're anti-fur and anti-everything delicious,
you think McCartney's bad? Imagine what Lennon would have become. All right?
Hey,
yeah, we're
there's a reason
the
he died young.
Hold on.
Chapman, that's not a reason.
We can't have that shit on Earth.
Vegans?
Yes.
I don't think he was a vegan. I don't think vegans existed back then, to be honest with you. I think they're creations like
he
the
made
early
an entire 2000s. Record of him just fucking his lady.
Yeah, my point is
Chris
we don't need
do
that. What?
Kelly
what?
Would. Hi, Kelly.
Kelly fucks his wife, a spoken word album. He writes scripts to for his
it's
sex
just, it's just him saying, please.
Just sounds
please,
like a wet sponge
please.
Hitting the ground over and over again.
Please.
Jesus Christ!
Every once in a while, it's thrown against the wall.
Like super hard.
Flap!
Was it good for you?
No.
Too bad. And you start snoring immediately.
And then one last, whatever sound that is, the wet sponge hitting the ground.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I was going to go for like a Shatner-style album. I put it in. I take it out. I put it in. I take it out. Uh-huh. Then I take my wife about.
Must shake it all about.
All right, Sir Paul McCartney. Any guesses on what he...
No, I mean, he seems like he would be fairly normal. He might just want, like, a little bit of food and just to be left the fuck alone.
Okay. Danny?
Abbey Road. They have to rip it up from England and put it in his...
A picture of it.
No. The road.
He probably carries a brick around with him everywhere he goes.
I love bricks. Unlike Chris. That bitch Rihanna.
One of those really awkward, ugly guitars he plays.
Okay. Here is what he actually has.
Wait, one more.
Go ahead.
Ringo Starr. No. Shove him in the corner and make him realize that I'm better than him.
Make him sit there and watch me.
Good. He made a song about an octopus once. Good for him.
All lamps must be halogen floor lamps with dimmer switch. Only animal-free materials in everything.
That's simple. Mm-hmm.
Arrange for a dry cleaner before arrival. 6 full and leafy floor plants, but no trees. We want plants that are just as full as on the bottoms as much as the palm, bamboo, peace lilies, etc. No tree trunks.
That's boring as fuck.
Shocking.
He's turning his green room into a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he belongs.
Hey, yeah. He used to be cool.
Fucking overrated.
Used to be
overrated.
I'm sorry, the Beatles are overrated. They really are.
You listen to fucking Haystack.
No, I don't.
This can't
be
right.
Jelly Roll.
They're the same thing. Don't give me the finger.
I'll give you whatever 20,000. Like it.
Oh wow. Whoa.
Or 20 dozen.
Oh no, Chris is threatening to rape me. I think.
What?
Yeah, you got to pay attention, man.
20. Well, might need you to call the cops. 20 dozen. According to this list.
20 dozen?
20 wow, dozen.
Frenchmen.
No. Clean towels outside of the production office.
Oh, shit's going to get crazy in that room. He's going to fuck all those plants.
Whatever. He's a fucking sweater.
Maybe. You think that's it?
Yeah.
Probably.
He is kind of very specific on the flowers he wants in there, too, but we won't go into that.
Yeah, because it would make him look or sound homosexual.
So, Chris,
that's not like his dick works anymore. Anyway, it's fine.
It was
Chris. Here you go,
Mariah Carey.
I hope hers is as dumb as McCartney's. McCartney was talented.
I'm gonna let you have two guesses.
Please say my dick.
Okay.
Please say my dick. Please say my dick.
We'll start and end with you.
Okay.
No, it's a picture of Nick Cannon's dick.
Oh, fuck you! All right, I'm gonna
his dick's all wild and out.
A bathtub.
Okay.
I think that's kind of standard.
And a tore up restraining order of my name on it.
Why would she tear it up? You think she'd
nope.
fucking frame it?
Nope.
So
she's forgiven me.
She's forgiving you.
For
okay,
everything.
So he decided just to go ahead and throw both of his out.
Yeah.
Instead of starting.
This is the man that somehow, in his fucked up youth, acquired
a
cardboard cutout of Mariah Carey and violated it in ways that I will never comprehend. Like, we thought cereal on the butthole was bad. He did way worse with this cardboard cutout. And it couldn't say no, Robert. It could never say no
because
it was cardboard.
Oh, they can never say no, Danny.
Cardboard, yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I love mannequins. I can have my way with those.
I've walked into a house of nightmares.
Oh, man, a wax figure of herself.
All right. Yams?
I have no idea what this crazy bitch would want.
No?
No.
I was something dumb like string cheese and go-gurt.
all right, so each room must be draped. Black drapes are fine. The entry door should be open into the living room space, not the dressing room.
I'm sure she's fucking not going to knock down a wall and move a door for her.
Oh, you might.
No,
I
wouldn't.
How much money they're going to make off her concert.
Yeah.
She can't even sing anymore. She blew her voice out. She just lip syncs.
So?
That doesn't mean they're not going to make money off her out there fucking walking around
on their
stage.
They shouldn't.
Did you see New Year's? Oof.
Fucking rough. And you know what New Year's that was? 2017. Get woke, buddy. Wake up, you fucking sheeple.
What?
Yeah, Mariah Carey's a lie.
Temperature should be about 75 degrees.
Also, a little too warm.
Yeah,
right around 70, right?
Exactly.
1 3-seat couch, plain collar, no busy patterns.
Wait.
Oh, I hate
no
a busy pattern.
No busy patterns.
Black, dark gray, cream, and dark
pink. The definition of a couch is it has 3 seats.
Right.
If it's a 2-seat,
it's
fucking
love
seat.
Yeah.
If it has 1 seat, it's a fucking chair.
Yep.
And if it has no seats, you're standing.
12 1-liter bottles of Fiji water.
Okay. Fiji is good water.
I can handle that.
Yeah.
3 bottles of Chardonnay chilled.
Yeah, lame.
12 Coke. 12 Diet Coke. 12 vanilla protein drinks. 6 sparkling waters. 12 melon flavored Gatorades.
I have vanilla protein. I do.
Good
even
job,
though, you know what?
No, I'm glad you both went for that
joke.
From
what I've seen with her dating history, she doesn't like the vanilla protein.
Good job, guys.
She likes the chocolate protein.
You're making great jokes right now, and I appreciate that. I just love the fact that I'm assuming she shuts all the lights off, makes all of her help get out, and she has a regular Coke in one hand and a Diet Coke in the other. Takes a sip of the regular. I'm naughty. Takes a sip of the Diet. I'm good again. I'm naughty. I'm good. I'm naughty. I'm good. And then they wake her up in the morning, and she just has both empty bottles in her hands. I remain neutral, guys.
Six red and six white wine bottles. Four Jo Malone vanilla candles.
What was does in she the want bottles? Wine in the bottles, or does she just want the
fucking
yeah,
red
bottles?
Wine and
red,
white wine?
Red wine, white wine.
All right.
Two vases of white roses.
Okay.
12 bottles of water at room temperature. Three whole lemons and honey. Sugarless ooh, gum.
That's for her voice.
Yeah, I know.
And warm fried chicken.
I don't like fried chicken.
Well, you're a bad
she
person.
She does.
Yeah.
That's just...
She also liked ODB, and I cannot get past that.
She takes the grease from the chicken, lubes up, so that way she doesn't have chafing while she's walking around the stage.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not
a couple of wine bubbles up there. I understand. Back in the real world, though, where we don't have our fancy green rooms with our mountains of yogurt.
Yeah.
For various dippings of beer and more yogurt.
And hot sauce.
And hot sauce.
And nuts. Don't forget all those
nuts. No, that's
nuts.
The one dippable thing. We won't bring that back up.
Like, I feel like if I had a rider... It would literally just be like, I need three Red Bulls, a pack of cigarettes.
And a blowjob machine.
Not even that. And just like, bring my maybe some water. Home. Like, I'd be cool.
Like, if Hold My Beer went on tour, beer, water, toilet. We're good.
Cigarettes.
If you have time, a pillow. If not, we'll use each other. But back in the real world, as I was saying, here in fucking rural Indiana, practically, there's a different kind of folk. Some of tall statures. Some of small statures. One called Troll, one called Jason, and I've heard you have a bit of a prequel from when they were fucking kids.
Oh, when they're teenagers.
Oh, good. And I'm assuming Troll is the same size.
Yeah, more or less.
Good, good.
Yeah, little man, put can't see his steering wheel. So, no, they when they were younger, my partner I work with, and him and Jason shared a car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because they're not too far apart in age, so they had a car that they would share. And, well, Donald's telling me he goes out to use the car one day.
Could you imagine being the third guy? Because you're having to adjust the seat from Troll to Jason. And you're just stuck in the middle somewhere.
I don't think Troll used the car. You know, this is Jason and Don's car that their parents could got him.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So he goes out to use it. And he goes back, he goes to talk to his mom. He's like, fuck that, I ain't using this fucking car. She's like, why? She goes outside and looks at the car. And then he yells for Jason. To find out what the fuck happened. Apparently, they're out because they've always lived around here, not too far from here, Gas City, Marion, that area.
Right.
And you know, out on 100, out by 69,
mm-hmm.
where it has that very sharp curve right there. Well, I guess they were out fucking off, and Jason takes that curve a little too fast, sideways.
Oh, nice.
Through a fucking fence. And somehow is able to roll the fence around the fucking car. And not get wrapped up in the wheels. And he was able to drive it fucking home.
With a fence around it?
With a fence around the fucking trunk of this car.
I could imagine him walking in. Mom, why are you mad? Can you imagine how much safer this makes us? Dog can't get out of the car. I mean, I can't either.
I'll say it. I figured it was like a chain link fence.
It was like one of the old cattle fence.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So how the fuck did they get out of the car?
I don't know. I assume it was just sent to him there in the front. And that happened around the back end of the car.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
I suppose.
So, it goes on. They've been fucking shit up forever now. It's not like a new thing where they want to destroy laundry mats or trailers or whatever. Burn down fucking barns.
Or
they've been doing
rape.
This forever.
It wasn't attempted rape. It was attempted nap naked near another person.
Oh. Whatever.
Oh, it was
God.
An offer.
It was
no, it ain't like he's going to fucking force anything his little ass. Ain't going to do nothing like
Games.
That.
Yeah. I'm going to have to redo the Battle of Friendship now with a prequel. It'd be awesome. Because we've had like four new stories besides this. So.
But yeah, so you got this just rolled around the car. Wrapped around the car.
It's great that they've always been dumb.
Oh, always. From what I understand.
And lucky, somehow.
Well, he was also telling me one time his brother pissed him off. He got up on the roof to do something like clean out the gutter. So he took down the fucking ladder and left. Left his ass up there until his mom got home like 3-4 hours later.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Dick Apparently, broke. Don has not liked his brother forever. They don't get along.
I wonder why. Robert, you said you had another thing to go to, so.
Yes.
One more. And this was payback because I guess before they got a car, they shared a moped.
Oh, God.
And Jason didn't like sharing a moped. So he fucked with the brakes. Don come down a hill, hit their porch.
That's attempted murder.
Exactly.
Okay.
His brother's an asshole.
Holy I'm really shit. Surprised he was smart enough to figure out how to work the brakes.
Oh, he just punched it until it didn't work anymore.
I'm just saying.
All right, I actually have two quick stories that revolve around death that I think is perfect for this podcast.
We're kind of fans.
I do like death.
Mm.
All right, a gentleman named T.M., last name Zink, donated his money for the creation of a library, and his daughter is contesting it because the library is completely womanless.
Well,
it's a man's club.
What kind of man doesn't want a hot librarian?
Well,
he's old, so he just wanted to sit and read his fucking books in peace.
This guy
then go to your own house.
This did happen in 1930.
Apparently, his daughter was there pissing him off.
Oh, it happened in 1930.
Yeah.
Oh.
Iowa attorney.
You're telling me these women can't vote, but they can just get a job at the library?
Iowa attorney T.M. Zink, who died in 1930, had such a strong disdain for women that he wished to use his savings to establish a library that would allow no works by female authors or artists and would prohibit female patrons. In his will, Zink stipulated that his $35,000 be placed in a trust for 75 years.
That's a lot of money back then.
And the accumulated sum be used to build the Zink Womanless Library, where every entrance would bear a sign with the words, "No women allowed."
No, ma'am! No, ma'am! He was 1930s Al Bundy from fucking Married with Children.
Yeah.
Zink's daughter...
They're eating tanguiches? Having a great fucking time.
Who was left with...
And then Peggy Bundy would just come in and ruin everything.
How much do you think he left his daughter?
Oh, I'm going to say he probably left her like a grand.
A picture of him giving her the finger.
Close. $0.
Too low.
Too low?
You owe my corpse $5, bitch.
He left her $5 in the same will. She challenged it successfully, and the Women Free Learning Zone was never built.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, really? What the fuck? Like, how's that your life's ambition?
He was scorned somewhere in life by a woman.
I hope a woman cut his dick off, and that's why he was, I'll have
like
my revenge.
You have to be fucked up to not even want to read a book that a woman wrote.
Or read a book near a woman. Or in the same building as a woman.
Yeah.
Like, so there was no books in there, they wouldn't have been allowed if they were written by a woman?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
No,
so,
nothing.
Mary Shelley's Frankenstein would not have been allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we would also have gotten rid of Danielle Steele, and that is a bonus.
It is.
So you got to take the you take the good, you take the bad, take both. There you have the facts.
Just a bunch of our mom reads her.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like a romance novel.
That's a good
novelist.
Explanation
okay.
for him.
No,
our mom reads them.
I think they're mystery books.
No, they're all love novels.
Oh, they are.
With yeah. Well, I mean, I think there's some mystery, but that's backstory. God.
This next one is almost romantic.
Oh, I hate that.
I know, but it pays off. In 1841,
it never pays off, Robert.
In 1841, the poet Heinrich Heine married Eugene Myriad, an uneducated, boorish,
Nazi,
an absurdly vain clerk in a Parisian boot shop. Heine's affection for Eugene was not without its ambiguities. In his will, Heine left her his whole estate on one condition, that she remarry. The reason? Because then there will be at least one man, he explained, who will regret my death.
Oh, wow. His deathbed was a big fuck you to his own wife?
Yes.
What a bitter asshole.
He was like, oh, I love this woman until I married her and she made my life fucking hell.
Like yeah. A Peggy Bundy. It all comes back to that. They had a son living in the basement. They had a dumb daughter that would suck anything's dick.
Every man scores 6 touchdowns in a single game until they're married.
He only lived 15 years after their marriage.
That last drink is super sour.
Oh, wow.
It is. Yeah.
Oh, should we bring up the last beer that we tried? Because technically there was an extra one.
There was
I've
one
been
more.
Polishing off. It's Evil. Wheat. It's American Wheat Ale.
I really feel like only the last 4 letters count in that.
Yeah, from Carson's Brewery. It's not good.
It's also local.
Yeah, from Evansville, Indiana.
Oh, well, they can keep that shit.
6% alcohol content by volume. Please recycle. This wheat kicks ass and takes names. Strong, fresh, aggressive American hops. Smack your face. But you want more intense citrus, spicy hop, and wheat malt flavors erupt, yet finish amazingly smooth.
Metallica rules!
Might as well.
The Evil will grow in you.
You.
Okay. Master.
So.
Master.
Me
Master.
And, me and Danny found this bar. And we want to go.
Don't. No, I don't want to talk about this on the podcast. Why? I'm still in, like, in moral turmoil.
I want to go because they have PBR bingo.
I want to never talk to this bar again, but also suck its dick, Chris.
What?
Okay.
I'm we'll confused. Get
there. All right, so they have.
You're confused.
They have PBR bingo, which seems like a good time.
What My is soul's that? On the line.
What is that? What is PBR bingo?
Bingo, but you win PBR swag.
Oh, absolute okay. ribbon. Okay, okay. Yeah, I know what PBR is, fucker.
Okay. Why were you confused by PBR bingo?
It is kind of self-explanatory.
Well, I didn't know if, like...
Well, because there's five letters in bingo and three in PBR, duh.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert.
Okay. All right. Just didn't understand what was going on. Like,
and they have trivia night.
PBR shit.
Okay.
Fuck trivia night. That's for...
I'm down with that.
They have regular trivia, which would be a good time for us.
No, fuck
they also trivia. Have... This is what gets Danny. Okay? They have wrestling trivia nights.
Oh, my God, right?
And wrestling is almost always on the TVs.
Right.
Okay.
And, I mean, but, I can yell
and
all
it's
the
called The Sinking Ship.
Also kind of a cool name.
Right?
Okay, I'm down so far.
Okay. They have all kinds of awesome craft beer on tap.
A lot of Indiana stuff, yeah.
Yeah. All right. But their logo, all right,
okay,
is a pentagram with a goat head on
it. It's flat out Baphomet.
So it's a satan.
A good Baptist bar, kid, even if I don't really practice anymore, I'm like, it makes me uncomfortable.
It's a satanic.
Is it weird that I want to go like?
Oh, I
want to
go really fucking
only
bad.
Dealt with Baphomet and D&D.
It's a satanic wrestling bar with vegan options.
And I don't want to walk out of a bar when like carrying a belt for my wrestling championship trivia game, yelling "Hell Satan, I hate beef." You know, I don't want to be that guy.
I'm sure your fucking pretend sky wizard would be okay with it.
What if he's not?
Well, let him.
I mean, I get Ric Flair in the hospital. I can't take risks like this.
Technically, his only rule is that you ask forgiveness afterward.
Yeah, because blasphemy doesn't exist.
It doesn't, as long as you have him take it away with forgiveness.
No, I'm pretty sure that's an unforgivable sin. Or is that suicide? I can't remember.
Suicide. No, it's a long time.
You can't ask forgiveness once you're dead, so I think it's suicide.
Could be.
Fucking logic, Danny.
I think we're okay.
I'm just saying, satanic vegan bar sounds terrible.
We and Chris will go check it out, and we'll let you know.
No, yeah. No,
I'll go and I'll win the trivia.
You're gonna win wrestling trivia?
I have phone.
I have no phone.
No phone.
Who wants phone?
They make you put your phone. They usually,
he motherfucker doesn't have grammar, but he has phone all of a sudden, and that's fine.
He has to keep downloaded porn in case his phone stops working. So apparently his phone's not very reliable.
I just love the fact that he thinks he can win a trivia game. Like, Robert, what's your answer? Glarp. What's that mean? Glarp. No, who won the championship at WrestleMania 2? Glarp.
Sweaty man tits?
Technically, well, I would not be wrong.
Yeah. This motherfucker texted me last week. He's like, hey, man, what are you doing? And I just text back, SummerSlam! With an exclamation mark. He's like, who's funny? I was like, who gives a fuck? Probably half-naked men that are really sweaty. He's like, oh, I'll leave you to your business. And that's fine, because one of my hands is about to be really
busy. That's good, because I wasn't fucking inviting you over.
Why would I invite him to watch SummerSlam?
That's well, no, there was a possibility of still recording last weekend was the issue.
And then John Cena's music hit, and I was done. Although, he's just burying Baron Corbin, but that's fine. He kind of sucks anyways, and he has a weird belly button. It looks like it's smiling. He's got a wide belly button.
It looks like Sasha Gray's asshole.
HMF, Ben Moss.
I'm Chris Moss.
I'm Robert Foley.
I'm Yams.
And we'll hold some beers.
Anybody's beers?
I don't give a fuck anymore.
It doesn't matter anymore, does it?
Too
I got a
for
beer for you.
I don't what?
Is the beer your dick?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm going to go watch Game of Thrones.
It's more like a shot, right. Not a beer.
You'll take a shot.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
In the mouth.
Small.
Right.
It's not 8 fluid ounces. That's 2 fluid ounces.